Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, and I would like to read with you verses 1, 2, and 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, the first three verses, where the Word of God says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. For the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, the first three verses. And what we see there is the Apostle Paul is asking that the Thessalonians would pray for him and his ministry team of Silas and Timothy. He realized the effect of prayer, and he recognized the importance of praying one for another. As we look at these three verses, we see that first of all, he is asking them to pray that the Word of God would have free course as they preach it, and that the Word of God would be glorified, that is, that it would be accepted and received, and that they would be delivered from unreasonable men who would be out there to try to keep them from preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that certainly is a good threefold prayer for us to pray for every preacher, every evangelist, every missionary, every Bible teacher today. That as they preach the Word of God, that God's Word would have free course and be glorified, that is, be received, and that those who are preaching would be delivered from those who would do everything and anything they could to keep them from preaching the gospel. And that's a very important prayer request, particularly for missionaries who are in various foreign countries. You know, there are missionaries today who are preaching and teaching and doing what they can to win souls to Christ in countries where there is a lot of persecution going on. As a matter of fact, you know there's more persecution going on among Christians today than there ever has been in the history of the church. And so we do need to pray for the persecuted Christians and the underground church around the world, but pray particularly for those who are preaching the gospel, that as they preach, that the Word of God would have free course and be glorified, and that those who are preaching would be delivered from those who would do everything that they could to prevent them from preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. But my challenge to all of us today is that we pray for the preachers of the gospel, the pastors, the evangelists, the missionaries, the Bible teachers. Pray that they will have the wisdom to preach and teach the Word of God clearly, that they would have the strength to proclaim God's truth so that people would be able to understand it and apply it to their lives, that they would have the direction to preach what God would have them to preach, that they would have the provision of God's grace and strength to be able to proclaim the truth in accuracy, and that they would be able to preach in the power of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we forget to pray for those who are the preachers of the gospel, and I think that we are living in a day and age where that is very important. It was important in Paul's day, but it's also important in our day. So pray for your pastor. Pray for evangelists and missionaries that you know around the world. Pray for Bible teachers that as they proclaim the Word of God, that God will use it, and that through their preaching, souls will come to Christ and Christians will grow in the things of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this challenge that comes to us from the Apostle Paul. And it is my prayer that each and every one of us will pray for the preachers and the teachers of your Word, that souls might be saved, that Christians would grow, and that you will be glorified. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.